And now we're going to read God's Word together from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 2 at verse 1.
Yeah, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from the sky, which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages, as the Spirit enabled them to speak.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And we'll read just a few verses from John's Gospel, chapter 16. These are the words of Jesus. John chapter 16 at verse 12. John chapter 16 at verse 12. Words that Jesus spoke not long before he died. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from you what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. Thanks be to God for his word. Now, before we think about God's word together, let's have a prayer. Let's pray. God, our Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would enable us to understand more of your ways with us and to experience more of your love. Amen. Now, for the benefit of the folk of the choir and the folk in the other transept, I've just lit a candle on the communion table. I'm sure that the boys and girls can see it. It's always nice to see a candle burning like that, because it's a very peaceful thing to look at a candle. But of course it won't burn forever, will it? It will have to go out sometime. It can just burn out. But there's ways that we can stop the candle burning. How would you stop the candle burning? Yes? You could blow it out, that's right. What else could you do? Yes?
You could take a hose and squirt it.
You could get a hose and squirt it, right? Okay. Any other bright idea? Yes? What could you do? Put a what? Put a lid, one of these snuff things to snuff it. That's right. Any other ideas? Yes? You could lick your fingers and go like that. I can never do that. I'm not allowing you to, because I may get into trouble if you get burnt. No, you're not coming out to do that. No, no way. Any other bright ideas how we can put the candle out? Yes? Get a fan and wave it about. Yes, you could do all that. There's another way, though, which I'm going to show you. You can take a glass like this, and you put it on top of the candle, and it doesn't happen immediately. But if you hold it there, and as long as I can keep prattling, eventually what you see is put the glass over the candle, and the candle has gone out. Now, well, I'm sorry about that, but that's it. Finito. Now, what's been happening there, do you think? There's a scientific explanation. And I'm the boy to explain it to you. If nobody else, yes? Right, we'll just sing the next hymn. That's the children. Right, come on out and you explain it. Come on out. No, come on out. That was good. Come on. No, come on. Yeah. I've been mugging this up for a fortnight. And yes?
The candle needs oxygen to burn. So with the candle still burning and the cups over it so the oxygen can't get in, the oxygen's used up and the candle can't burn.
Bet you don't know who won the Scottish Cup in 1902. That's right. The candle needs oxygen to burn. That's right. And if you put the glass over the candle, then all the oxygen in the glass burns up. There's no more oxygen. And the candle can't burn. That's right. You don't see the oxygen. You don't see it. But it's very, very important if the flame is to burn. Do you know, I think that's like us with the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God is exactly like that, because we can't see the Holy Spirit of God. But if we are to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have to have the Holy Spirit in the church. We have to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And what we heard this morning in the reading from the Acts was how the Holy Spirit came to the church in the first place. It was on a very special day for the Jewish people. It was the day of Pentecost. It was a kind of a harvest Thanksgiving, the day of Pentecost. But very dramatic things happened when the believers, the Christian people, came together to worship. And I want us to think about some of the things which happened on the day of Pentecost. Because first of all, the believers, the Christian folk, heard something, didn't they? They were gathered together for worship, just as we're gathered together this morning, and they heard. What did they hear? Were you listening to the reading? They heard a sound. What was it? Yes. Yeah. It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was coming, but there was a tremendous noise. Yep. A bang. No, not quite. Yes. It was a sound like the wind. That's right, Gordon. A sound like a mighty rushing wind. Imagine hearing a sound like that in a smaller place than this, probably. Do you want to try making a sound like a wind? That wasn't a mighty rushing wind. Everybody, right, after three, I want to hear. You know how we can make a sound like the wind? After three, let's hear it. One, two, three. Right, wait a minute. Hold on. I want sound effects, not visual effects. Right, let's try again. One, two, three. That's right, there was a sound like a mighty wind in that place. And then they saw something, they heard something that was like the wind, and they saw something. What did they see? Sorry? They saw a flame. A flame appeared in their midst. Just try and imagine this. And then the flame kind of broke up, and different parts of the flame rested on top of all the believers. Can you try and imagine that? It's like a fire, a light appeared in the midst of the people, and then it all separated off and rested on top. Now, I was trying to think how we could do that this morning, and thought it might be a bit dangerous, don't you think? But I've got a picture. I want two people to come out, and just first two out. Right, Gordon, you come, and yourself. And not everybody will be able to see this, so I'll need to explain it. Because this is, you can see that there's the fire as it appeared in the midst of the people in the church. And then it separates off, and it was like, the Bible sometimes describes it as being like tongues of fire. It separated off, flickers of fire, separated off and rested on top of everybody in the church. So, show it to the choir, boys. Down here. Yep, that's right. And then turn around and show it to everyone else. You get an idea of what it must have been like. That's right. Thank you very much. That's what they saw. So, they heard something, the wind. They saw something, that this fire appeared in their midst. And then they were able to do something. The believers. They were able to do something. What were they able to do? Can you remember what they were able to do? Yes? They were able to preach the word of God, that's right, but in a kind of a special way. In a kind of a special way, yes. In different languages, that's right. Languages that the believers, the Christian folk, hadn't learned before. They were suddenly able to speak in different languages. Now, I thought it would be quite good for us to get a flavour of that this morning and to hear different languages. So, Mr. McDonald is going to say something to you, and I want to listen to you. I want you to listen to this very carefully.
Falser Ulle, Hashin Falistica Velshe Ulle, Caller in the Jew, is Shinya Queen of Hugger Merahanikas, Spirit Move, and Nuancer in Equish, Erla Nakangish.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that. Personally. Now tell me, what language was that? What language was that? Yep, Alison. That's right, it's Gaelic. That's right. Is that the correct? Yes.
Yes, it's in Gaelic.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGough. Now, Mrs. Easton has got something to say to you in a foreign language. Just listen. Oh, do you want to hear?
Guten Morgen, meine Damen und Herren und all die Kinder. Wir sind froh, dass Sie heute hier mit uns sind. Und wir hoffen, dass es wird Ihnen gut gefallen, mit uns ein bisschen Zeit zu verbringen.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I agree with that, mind you. But what language was that? Somebody? Yes, German. That's right. It was German. Very, very nice to hear these different languages this morning. Now, you understand, boys and girls, it's very, very difficult to learn a foreign language sometimes. Now, my granny and grandpa were native Gaelic speakers. When they came to Glasgow at first, they couldn't speak English. But unfortunately, they didn't pass it on through their genes. So if I was to try and learn Gaelic, it would take me quite a long time. Although Mr. McDonald says that he would do his best with me, you know, if that was the case. And German, well, I've just never studied German at all. Maybe I know one or two words, but to actually learn it as well as Mrs. Easton knows, it would take a very long time. And yet what we're told in the Bible is that when the Holy Spirit came to the church, instantly, all the believers in the church were able to speak in different languages. It was amazing. They were able to speak in different languages. Now, there was a purpose for this. It wasn't just to show the rest of Jerusalem how clever they were. They were speaking in different languages because on the day of Pentecost, which was a Jewish festival, as I said earlier, people were coming from all over the world. Jewish people from all over the world were coming to celebrate the day of Pentecost. And they were actually able to hear the people in the church preaching the word of God in their own languages. And they were amazed. Later on in the book of Acts, in that chapter, Acts chapter 2, you'll hear people saying, this is amazing. We're hearing about the wonders of God spoken in our own language. The wonders of God. People from all over the world were hearing the same message about all that God had done through Jesus. And that, boys and girls, is what the church is all about. And that is what the Holy Spirit is all about. The Holy Spirit comes to us and enables us to preach the gospel in the same way that those people in the early church preached the gospel. And they did it extremely well. You know, on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people became members of the church. 3,000 people were so impressed by what Peter said that they decided they were going to follow Jesus. And later on in the history of the church, we saw how well the believers were able to care for people who were sick or sad. They were able to heal the sick in the same way that Jesus did. And it was the Holy Spirit who gave them the power. And if you read further into the story, you'll discover that there was a time when people didn't like the church very much. We've got a word for that. It's called persecution. It's when people are very, very nasty to other people because of what they believe. And the church suffered a great deal at that time. But they were able to survive. They were able to stand up under it because the Holy Spirit gave them the power. And they weren't just surviving, of course. Because as you go further and further into the story, you find that the church got stronger and stronger. It got bigger and bigger. It stretched beyond Israel right into Europe. And because of that, we ourselves were able to hear the story of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is so important in the story of the church. And that's why we need to be praying to the Spirit at all times. So that our preaching is strong. So that we can care for people who are sick. So that we have strength to bear up when times are difficult. And so that the church can grow. That's so important in our day and generation. And that's why we've always got to be praying for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we're going to do that now. Let's pray together. God our Father, we give thanks to you that you sent the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. We thank you for the power the Spirit gives us. And we pray that more and more we would experience this power as we seek to follow Jesus in our community, in our country, and in the world. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.